Well, welcome back to our final hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, a very friendly website for you, and the toll-free number to call tonight, tomorrow, whenever you need to, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. We're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Once a month, pharmacist Ben is with us for a couple hours, along with Doc Wallach for a couple hours, giving you some health-related advice. And I hope you take heed and things are working out for you. And you know what's so exciting, Ben, is when I get these emails back from folks who have tried things with criticalhealthnews.com and they're feeling better.
Hello. Exactly.
It's a great feeling, isn't it?
Yes. It's exactly why I do this. There's no feeling in the world better, George, than to know that you help somebody and to actually hear them, hear their stories back to you. There's no greater feeling, period. And that's what we're missing in the world, George. When we help somebody, we feel better. If we all helped each other, not only would we be helping people, we'd be helping ourselves. If we all helped each other, you'd have 8 billion people in your support system. Everybody would have 8 billion people in their support system. And I encourage everybody out there, if you're not out there serving in some way, try it. Just see what it's like, and you'll find that your dopamine goes up, your oxytocin goes up, your pleasure chemicals go up, the same pleasure chemicals that we get from sugar and that we get from drugs and that we get from alcohol and we get from the vices that we do go up when we help somebody.
This is right down your alley. Colleen writes that she had a hysterectomy back in 2005. She's 70 years old now. Wants to know if it would be safe for her to use a hormone cream made by a compounding pharmacy, and could those creams cause cancer?
Major playing with fire. Major playing with fire, hormone creams. Hormones compel the body to do something it doesn't want to do. They compel the body to do things. I should say hormones that come from outside the body. Compel the body to do something that it doesn't have the raw materials, the basic building blocks that it needs to do its work. It's like putting your foot on the gas without having oil in your engine. If you try to use hormones and you don't have oil in your engine, that is, you don't have the raw material in terms of food and good food and nutrition, it's the equivalent of putting your foot on the gas with no oil in the engine. You're going to burn out your engine. And that's where cancer comes from, and that's where the health challenges that are associated with hormone replacement come from. And by the way, there's no such thing as bioidentical. It's a made-up word. Bioidentical is a marketing word. You can't possibly have an identical hormone, spectrum of hormones that come from outside the body that duplicate what's inside the body. Nutrition is fundamental. Without nutrition, none of the hormones work correctly. And if you try to make the body, make the cells work correctly with outside hormones, you are just playing with fire, especially if you had a hysterectomy.
Years ago, I told one of our researchers and guests, Christian Wild, about the use of turmeric. Mm-hmm. And he put together a formula through his website, myheartbook.com. And he has helped so many people with his own energy. Ben, it's just remarkable.
There are wonderful herbs, actually, that if you want to use hormone replacement therapy, Longevity's got a couple of them. They put in their in a couple of their products. It's got Woman's FX is one of them. Herbs like Vitex and red clover and black cohosh.
Well, what does it tell you about this planet that has remedies for all these things?
The stuff that grows between cracks on your sidewalk, that's medicine. The weeds that we use glyphosate to kill or that people pick out of their gardens, that is the best medicine on the planet, and it grows right out of the earth, and it's free.
And it's natural.
It's the most unbelievable thing that our earth has all the medicine built into it. And, you know, in the rainforest, they find more medicinal compounds. Every day they find medicinal compounds. Every year they find hundreds of medicinal compounds that they didn't know existed in the rainforest.
Let's go to the phones. Fred in Miami. Welcome to the program, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hi. Back in January, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and they told me 5% vision in the left eye. And I asked the doctor if there were any supplements I could take, because there's one popular one by Bausch & Lomb that's in the pharmacy, and he told me that there was nothing that I could take that would help, but I didn't believe him, so I went out and I bought everything, and I really haven't had any results. The only results I'm having are from the timolol and the brimonidine.
Those are the results you see.
Eye drops and another one, too.
Those are the results you see. Taking care of glaucoma using nutrition is definitely viable, but it does take a little bit of time. Most important consideration with glaucoma, as well as macular degeneration and cataracts, is keeping your sugar under control. These eye diseases all go hand in hand with messed up blood sugar. And by the way, you don't have to be diagnosed officially to be a diabetic to have messed up blood sugar. So if you have the symptoms of what's called dysglycemia, which means messed up blood sugar, if you have these symptoms, and that includes cataracts and glaucoma and macular degeneration, among other things, treat yourself like a diabetic. Lower your blood sugar. In fact, next to taking care of your digestive issues, there is no health issue that can't be resolved by helping, or at least begin to be resolved by helping, by stabilizing your blood sugar. And you do, there's a lot of ways to do that. More protein, less carbohydrates, ketogenic diet, get on the sweet.
What about lutein?
What's that?
What about the supplement lutein?
Lutein is great for the eyes, not necessarily for glaucoma, but it's great for the pigment part of the eyes. So for folks who have macular problems, lutein and zeaxanthin, these are all found. These are the pigments that are found in veggies. Here's a really interesting thing. These pigments, these reds and the blues and the greens, they're found in veggies, and they're very important for the eyes, but they're also very important for the skin. And if you find you're sunburning readily, that means you're going to be more prone towards macular degeneration. And using these pigments from fruits and veggies can be very helpful for both your skin and your eyes. Braise your vegetables or steam your vegetables with butter to help release those pigments, especially if you have digestive problems. Sometimes it's hard to get those pigments out of the foods, but if you put butter on top of your broccoli or braise your Brussels sprouts or your tomatoes or whatever veggies you're using, you'll release those pigments, and it's great for your eyes, and it's also great for your skin.
What about stem cells in the eyes?
It's more in the medical world, not so much nutritional, but they're pretty darn amazing, George.
They are.
Pretty amazing. Stem cells live forever. They're immortal until they do one thing. You know what it is?
What is that?
Until they commit. So the next time you hear about fear of commitment, that's what that's about. As soon as the stem cell commits, as soon as there's a commitment that's made, that stem cell becomes mortal.
We go to Rachel in San Diego now, west of the Rockies. Hello, Rachel.
Howdy,
hey, Rachel.
Gentlemen. Hey, Dr. Fuchs, I have never heard you talk about the use of cannabis for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Are you familiar with Ehlers?
Yes, ma'am. I'm familiar with Ehlers-Danlos, and I'm familiar with cannabinoids. In fact, I've been doing a lot of research on cannabinoids.
I've had 12 surgeries.
What's that?
12 surgeries.
12 surgeries. Removing bone fragments from. I dislocate like crazy. Retired early because of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Should I feel guilty, being just 62 and retired, about using cannabis?
No,
like
heck
I
no.
Do?
It's not going to help you with your Ehlers-Danlos. It might help some of the inflammation. Ehlers-Danlos, for the listeners, is a connective tissue disease. It's a defect in a protein called collagen. Most people have heard of collagen. And so your main strategy should be building collagen. And there's lots of ways to do that. In fact, that's the number one sign of aging and breakdown. We all have this. We all have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, mild Ehlers-Danlos syndrome as we age. Our collagen breaks down, our connective tissue breaks down, because the connective tissue is part of the skin and the bones and the blood vessels and the various organs in the body. This is how we age and how we die. So we may not call it Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, but aging in many ways has a lot of the features of Ehlers-Danlos. So how do you take care of it? Well, for one thing, we talked earlier about resistance training. That's one of the all-time great ways to build connective tissue. Using the glucogel cast from Longevity is another great strategy, making sure you're enjoying your bone soup, your chicken soup.
You love that.
I love chicken soup, bone soup. I've been talking about it for years. Now.
And by the way, it's Pharmacist Ben, Rachel, not doctor.
Right.
Just want to make sure
Ben,
we're correct here.
So eating cartilage, making sure you're using vitamin C. Without vitamin C, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of vitamin C, you can't make connective tissue. You want to focus on building connective tissue. If the cannabinoids help you with the pain and the inflammation, have at it, as long as you're in a state where it's legal. Have at it. You shouldn't be able to enjoy analgesia, natural pain relief, if you can find it. And I'm a big believer in natural pain relief. But at the same time, try to build your connective tissue. Don't feel like because it's a genetic issue that you're condemned. You can still strengthen your connective tissue. You can still build the connective tissue. You can still do all the things that we all have to do to slow down the aging process. So you're not condemned to your syndrome just because it's so-called genetic. There's things that you can do.
Let's go to Tom with a text or a tweet back in the Los Angeles studio where I'll be in a couple weeks. Go back to Tom. What do you got?
Hey, Ben, we got a tweet from Jody. And she says, I teach a classroom of kiddos with emotional and behavioral disabilities. Are there snacks that I can provide that would be beneficial for them?
Sugarless.
Yeah, sugarless for sure. Get them on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is great for kids with ADD or who have concentration or emotional issues. You know, these things that cropped up lately in the last 20, 30, 40 years, things like autism and emotional disturbances in kids, aggressive behavior, attention deficit disorder, ADHD kinds of issues, they're related tonight in nutritional deficiencies. The brain is using up most of the nutrients in the body. So if we're deficient in the body, the brain is going to feel it quickly. So kids need the B vitamins especially, and they're hard to get in foods. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great source of the B vitamins for kids with these focus problems, emotional problems. Omega-3 fatty acids, which you'll get in the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity, also very important for hand-eye coordination and visual development. In fact, omega-3 fatty acids, which you'll get in the Ultimate EFAs, are one of the greatest gifts a mom can give a baby that she's gestating in the womb. The baby will actually have better vision and better athletic skills, better hand-eye coordination if the mom supplements. But even after, you know, when the kid is 4, 5, 6, 7 years old in school, send them to school with some omega-3s. In fact, for breakfast, give them a little fish. You know, you can have fish for breakfast, George. You can have lox for breakfast, or you can have sardines for breakfast, or you can have salmon for breakfast. Send your kid off with some omega-3 rich fish instead of a standard cereal and milk breakfast, and the kid will be getting protein. He'll be more satisfied, and won't feel like he needs to crash at 10 o'clock, or he'll have more focus and more attention. Not just kids, but for all of us,
adults too, especially
adults too,
at work.
Exactly.
Gordon in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Gord, go ahead.
Dr. Ben and George, thank you.
Not a doctor, not a doctor, not a doctor.
I'm sorry, pharmacist Ben, my bad. Thanks for correcting me. In any case, my boss clocked me out early and told me to wait by the vehicle. So I was over in Orlando, which is near Lakeland, and I walked up and down the street, and it was in a parking lot. I couldn't find it, and I was out in the heat for about 4 straight hours, walking up and down the roads, trying to find the car, talking to strangers, buying occasional caffeinated energy drinks. So that was about a week ago, and ever since then, up until Saturday, I had excruciating headaches. And I did a juice fast for a couple days. Nothing did the trick until I got all 4 of the over-the-counter headache meds and maxed out on them, and then it finally went away. And then shortly thereafter, my back started hurting, and my mother suggested that maybe my kidneys were overloaded with the over-the-counter meds, but I've had the same thing happen when I didn't do that, when I lifted weights a little bit, and I healed up naturally after that, and so my back is still sore, and I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I'm on county health care, and I'm real poor. If you guys could send me some free, I'm using all my money for this lawsuit in Illinois, okay, and so I'm very, very poor right now.
You know what? I'll tell you what, buddy. Send me, what's your name, sir?
His name's Gordon.
Gordon, send an email to ben@ksco.com.
ksco.com. ben@ksco.com.
And I'll send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me.
What do you think's his issues?
It sounds to me like he's deficient in electrolytes and the B vitamins. And the Beyond Tangy Tangerine will make a huge difference.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Betty from Jefferson City, Missouri writes in, she's got migraines.
Two words with migraines. Estrogen, which is related to the digestive system, and the hormone insulin. So you want to start looking. First of all, you want to track your migraines. This is for everybody who's got migraines. You want to see if you can match them up. If you're a woman, match them. And most people get migraines, by the way, are women, although men get them too. Whenever you have a health challenge that most of the patients are women, that implicates the hormone estrogen. And estrogen and the digestive system go hand in hand because estrogen is processed at the level of the digestive system. So first and foremost, focus on, if you're a woman, focus on your menstrual cycle and see if you can plot your migraines along your cycle. If you get surges in estrogen or drops in estrogen that are associated with your migraines, then you know you have an estrogen issue. If you have just a digestive issue, again, you want to be tracking foods in your migraines, doing food diaries and seeing if you can link them up to the migraines, and then eliminating foods. Gluten is a big problem when it comes to migraine headaches, and it might just be a good idea to lay off of gluten. Dairy can also be a problem. Get yourself on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity, which is probiotics, good bacteria, Make sure you're using your ultimate enzymes from Youngevity with all of your meals. And then, of course, the Mighty 90 essential nutrients go hand in hand. So they always go with all of the individual supplements. So focus on estrogen. Try to plot it along your cycle. If you have an estrogen issue, work on your digestive system. If you don't have an estrogen issue, work on your digestive system anyway, because food intolerances can cause migraines. You know, when I read about athletes or people who have migraine headaches, I feel like sending them emails or notes and telling them, look, you don't have to suffer with migraines. If you can figure out a migraine headache is the body's response to duress. It's a sign that the body is under some kind of duress. Period, end of story. It's a sign of duress. How does duress come into the system? Almost always through food. Or
same with a headache?
Headache as well is a sign of duress. In fact, all chronic disease is responses. This is so important, George. Our chronic degenerative issues, our health challenges, our reactions, responses. And that tells you if it's a reaction and you want to eliminate it, find out what the action is.
Why is it, Ben, when you eat ice cream too quickly or
brain
too
freeze.
Much, you get brain freeze?
Brain freeze. There's a,
what is that?
You know, there's a nerve at the top of your mouth, at the roof of your palate, and it seems to be connected to your brain somehow. And when that gets cold, that stimulates a certain, it causes a certain type of stimulation that goes right to your brain. It has to do with this thing on the top of your mouth, a nerve that's connected right to your brain.
Let's go to Vicki in Arcadia, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Vic.
Hey, Vicki.
Hi. Hi, Ben. I've had gastric bypass, the Roux-en-Y surgery in 2001.
Okay.
And my doctor has asked me to take 3 times the recommended dosage for multivitamins.
Yeah.
And I've just gotten really tired of it. I've just purchased some Tangy Tangy Tangerine.
I was going to suggest that.
And I haven't taken it yet, but I'm wondering, what considerations should I have regarding longevity products?
The Beyond Tangy
Tangerine. Malabsorption problems.
Yeah, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is perfect because you're not going to have to deal with absorption issues. It's liquid. But you want to be doing starting off slowly with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Don't try to do a too big a dose all at once. It's much better to sip on it all day
long.
Oh,
they've got a little measuring cup that is in the box.
And I would put it in a bottle of water and sip on that water all day long. But your doctor is actually very wise. That's an important consideration when you have gastric bypass is subsequent nutritional deficiencies. You know, sometimes for folks who have the gastric bypass, it's helpful for losing weight, but you end up with subsequent nutritional deficiencies that can cause complications down the road. So your doc is absolutely right. You want to be taking lots of nutrition, and I would highly recommend the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
You know, Ben, you have helped so many people in your life. Same with Doc Wallach. How about yourself? What do you do for yourself?
Well, first of all, I help other people. That's one of the best things to do is help other people. I'm not kidding. When you help other people, all of your happy hormones, your pleasure hormones go up.
They do.
When you're healthy. I said earlier how all our sicknesses are reactions and responses to something that's getting in the body. What we call disease, really, George, it's the body's protection. It's protecting us. So if you have a health problem, figure out what's getting into the system that's causing the issue and eliminate it. So what do? I try to keep things out of my system that are going to cause a problem. And if I have a problem, I try to say, what is getting into my system that's causing the problem? And what's getting into the system can be something that you're eating, or it could be something that you're thinking, or it could be something that you're feeling, or it could be something that you're not getting in terms of nutrients. And I'm always backtracking. When I have a health challenge, I'm always backtracking to what my body is responding to and then taking care of it at that level.
We're going to come back, final segment, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. The phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. We are back with our final segment with the pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And let us go right back to the calls. Let's go to John in Citrus Heights, California, first-time caller. John, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for putting me on. I'm an 82-year-old man living with my son and daughter-in-law, and they gave me a wonderful 7-month-old little baby boy.
Oh, congratulations.
And, I want him to have the best possible nutrition. Right now, his mom didn't nurse him for too long, and then he's been using Gerber's formula and then Gerber's vegetables and beech nut also. Now, is there anything better than that?
Fish
Have
soup.
Have you ever worked with that? Because it's so critical for a little kid. To
Will you do fish soup?
What's that?
Fish soup.
Fish soup? I wouldn't even do fish soup, Ben.
Seafood soup, we'll call it. It's funny, George.
Really?
Seafood soup. He needs the omega-3 fatty acids that he would get in his breast milk. He needs to have some way of getting those.
Like in a bottle?
Yeah, liquid omega-3s, and that's why seafood soup would be good, if he could do that. You know, where you soak seafood in...
Can you supplement a baby? Do you have baby supplements?
You know, we don't have baby supplements.
You can,
but
that's
really
the next thing you should think about.
Yeah, get him on a supplement program, but he might be a little bit young for that at this point. He really needs the fats is what he needs. And that's what's in the breast milk. Breast milk is just, there's no duplicate for breast milk. I mean, they have the formulas and such, but there's so many things in breast milk, particularly these growth fats and cholesterol, for that matter, which is a very important growth fat, and that's not in the Gerber's or in typical formulas. Also, believe it or not, this is kind of interesting, there are endocannabinoids in breast milk that are not in formulas that soothe the baby, have a quieting effect on the baby.
Mom, I don't think they're doing that anymore. They're not.
What's
doing,
that? The endocannab.
They're not doing the
no,
breastfeeding.
No, that's what I'm saying is that it's going to be very difficult to get everything he needs out of that formula. But the fats, the omega-3 fats, particularly what are called DHA and EPA, which are in the ultimate EFAs from longevity. But of course, the baby's too young for that. So you need to get liquid EFAs. And I would say if he could do seafood soup, that would be great if you could throw some of that in there.
Oh, I don't think any baby's going to like seafood soup, Ben.
Well, just small amounts of the liquid, put it in with the Gerbers.
Well, you may just kind of like mask it.
Yeah, exactly. Make some seafood soup and take some of that liquid and put it in with the Gerbers.
I mean, we raised our kids on Gerber's food and beech nut.
Gerber's baby food,
not
replacement of breast food. I mean, back in the day, the moms were breastfeeding. Now, starting about the 1930s, 1940s, breastfeeding rates dropped. But previous to that, babies were breastfed. You know, and they may have been doing Gerber's after that, but breast milk is really that's the foundation for life, not only because of the nutrients, George, but also because it sets the stage for the bacteria to grow and proliferate inside the gut. That's one of breast milk's main roles, is to set up those bacteria. Without the breast milk, the bacteria don't populate in the gut, and then we're off to the disease races. Without that breast milk, it becomes very difficult for us to have functional digestive health for the rest of our lives. And once the digestive system breaks down, you're just off to the disease races.
Charles in Florida, east of the Rockies. Hey, Charles, go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, Charles.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I went to the emergency room back on March 6th, and they diagnosed me as having bronchitis. And I no longer have a runny nose, but I still have a cough. And I was just wondering what Pharmacist Ben would recommend.
A couple things, right off the bat.
Okay,
right
go
off
ahead,
the bat,
Ben.
You want to be building your body back up again. All the things we talked about with building. I'd be doing eggs every day. I'd be doing our Keto FX protein every day for longevity. Making sure you're doing bone soup and chicken soup, both for building tissue and also for supporting the immune system, and then high doses of vitamin C, which you get in our Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But also want to try digestive enzymes. One of the neat benefits of digestive enzymes that nobody talks about is they help strengthen and support the immune system, and they help bust up clots and clogs that can help slow down, that can act negatively on the immune system. So they have anti-inflammatory and immune-boosting properties, digestive enzymes. In fact, if you take digestive enzymes when you feel like you're coming down with a cold, you might not even get the cold, or you will speed up the rate of healing from the cold. So building up the immune system using the ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach. And speaking of the ultimate enzymes, whenever you take digestive enzymes, you always want to use a little bit of apple cider vinegar with your digestive enzymes. Not only does apple cider vinegar activate the enzymes, but apple cider vinegar on its own has incredible health benefits. Have you ever seen all the different things that apple cider vinegar does for weight loss, to diabetes, changes in blood sugar, supporting the immune system?
Well, Patricia Bragg loves it.
She was right on, but they help activate digestive enzymes, and they help acidify the stomach, too. So whenever you do your ultimate enzymes, even if you're doing them on an empty stomach for the immune system and for anti-inflammatory effects, always do a little apple cider vinegar with them.
Our final text and tweet of the night with you, Tom. What do we have?
This is a text from Luis in Florida. I need help with sweet and sugary cravings. What the heck can I eat when I get them?
Protein, especially protein that has the amino acid glutamine. Protein and glutamine are like cures for cravings, for sugar cravings. Make sure you do whey protein is a great source of glutamine if you can do whey. Soy protein will have some in it. Hemp seed protein is a good source of glutamine. You actually get glutamine powder. We have our Keto FX and our Slender FX shakes. Both are high in glutamine. So making sure that you're doing more protein and especially glutamine is really like the cure for sugar cravings. We'll crave sugar when our body needs energy, but the body can actually turn protein into sugar in a much more sustained fashion, in a long-term fashion, so you don't get that big sugar bump, but you still get the energy. The body can still convert some of that protein into sugar for energy.
We're going to Buck in Limestone, West Virginia. Hey, Buck. Good to hear from you.
How's it going, George?
Everything's good.
Thanks for taking my call. I've listened to Pharmacist Ben for a million times. It never occurred to me that I would have to call with a problem,
well,
but I've got
let's
a
do
real
it.
Problem.
Let's see if we can fix it.
Okay, and I'm not gonna. I'm just situated no different from the other guy. If Pharmacist Ben has something that'll work for me, I'll go to the bank and get the money for it. But here's my problem. I went in, they put me in the hospital a week ago. I went to the emergency department, and they admitted me as a patient, and they did a heart catheterization on this past Thursday, and they told me I've got an incurable malady. It's called pulmonary hypertension, and it's got me scared to death.
Well, it should scare you a little bit, so now you'll do something about it.
And what is that, Ben? Let's talk about that first.
It's high blood pressure that follows problems with the respiratory system.
Okay.
So what you got to do is you got to focus on the respiratory system first, because that's the cause. So a couple things you're going to do. You want to practice your slow, deep breathing techniques, and it might be uncomfortable to do, but it's absolutely must that you do it. Your body's not getting enough oxygen because of the respiratory problems, and that causes your heart to work harder. So getting oxygenated is really important. Practice your SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, once or twice or three or four times a day if you can. And you don't have to do it for more than a minute or two at a time. That's the first thing I would be doing. Second thing you want to be doing is some kind of bodily movement. If you can get on a rebound or walk up and down the stairs or walk around the block briskly, something like that to improve the movement of the lymphatic fluid through your system, that will help the respiratory system as well. And then, of course, getting on a good nutritional supplement program. I get on the Cardio FX from Longevity, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Healthy Start Pack is super-duper important. And you might also want to consider an herb called hawthorn. That can help you. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's a wonderful herb for the heart, and that's part of our cardio effects, actually. But you can actually make hawthorn tea. For any kind of cardiovascular problem, hawthorn tea can be helpful. And then, believe it or not, you may need a little bit of salt, especially if you find that you're craving salt. Get yourself some good Himalayan or Celtic sea salt, and maybe do a little quarter teaspoon of that in a glass of water and sip on that a little bit, especially if you're craving salt. That can be very helpful, making sure that you're getting those electrolytes. And then also, I don't know if you heard this, George, you know there's microplastics found in salt water?
Yes, heard about that.
Isn't that crazy? So do the Himalayan. So I used to tell people to do the Celtic sea salt. You may want to stick with the Himalayan salt.
Ben Fuchs with us, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Let's get back to Buck for a second. Buck, do you think that'll help you?
I surely to God hope so, George. This really has me frightened. And I wanted to add that I was living a perfectly normal life until last week. I swelled up really bad, my legs, my arms, and now I'm on 24-hour oxygen, and I'm on 8 liters, Pharmacist Ben.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's really – how old are you, Buck?
I turned 60 on Christmas.
Oh, you're a young man.
He's young.
And I never thought I'd be.
You're a young
checking
buck.
Out this early.
You're not checking out.
You could, Buck. You can turn this thing around. It's not incurable. You can turn this thing around. You can. You know, cure is magical. You forget the word cure. What we're looking here is reversal, and reversal starts with getting you stronger. So don't worry so much about the disease state and the prognosis. What you want to worry about is a day at a time. Every day you want to make the body stronger. And then at the end of 2 days, you'll be that much stronger. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. At the end of 7 days, if you concentrate on every single day getting stronger, and this is true for anybody who's dealing with a chronic health challenge, every single day focus on making the body stronger. At the end of 7 days, at the end of 14 days, at the end of 30 days, you'll be a new person.
Keep the good fight up, Buck, and keep in touch with us. Want to know what? Keep in touch with Tom. Jimmy in Sioux Falls, South Dakota now. Hi, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Ben. How you doing?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you.
Good. Ben, I've got a question for you about short-term memory.
Okay.
But you forgot.
I have this problem. Yeah, right. I got this problem with my memory that somebody can say something to me, and maybe 5 minutes later, what'd you say?
Okay.
And then there's things that I can say to somebody, and I can't remember what I said next.
Okay.
Now, I was told that B12 was the way to go. Is this a way to go, or is there something
else? Well, B12's great, absolutely. Very important for the nervous system and for the brain, and a little B12 injection once a month or so is not a bad idea, especially as we get older. But there's a couple other things that I would consider. First of all, you've probably done this, George, and maybe you have as well. I forgot, what's your call name?
Jimmy.
Yeah. You've probably done this at what? You're at a party, and you meet people, and they tell you their name, and all of a sudden you forget their name.
I try to identify the name with something.
That's what you're about to say, George. If they told you they were a baker or they told you I was a taxi driver, you'd remember that, right?
Yeah, and it's easier just to try to remember their first name rather than their entire name.
Associate it with something. And the reason why associations work, George, is because the brain, that's how our brain functions. It has to have something that it relates to. So make the you want to relate whatever you're trying to remember to something else. You form an association. And you always want to be present with your life. You know, we're not present with our life, George. Our life goes by, we don't pay attention. And when you're forgetting things in short-term memory, a lot of times it's because you're not paying attention. So beginning to pay attention is also important. Paying attention to how our lives show up, paying attention to the people in our lives, the experiences in our lives, our sensations, our feelings, our thoughts, really being present with our lives. And then third of all, you can do these mental exercises. When I go to the store and I get the, you know, bulk flax seeds or bulk, you know, peanuts or whatever I'm getting in the bulk section, I don't write down the number. I memorize the number. And then I'll have like four or five things, and I'll go up to the cashier and I'll just tell them the numbers. And just working on your brain to practice the memory, practice your memorizing skills is very helpful. And then last of all, there's wonderful nutritional supplements for the brain, especially the aforementioned omega-3 fatty acids are very important. Vitamin E is stupendously important. And by the way, all of these strategies are important for folks who are dealing with dementia or pre-dementia or who are taking care of somebody who has dementia. Things like vitamin E, or nutritional strategies, I should say, things like vitamin E, omega-3 fatty acids, the electrolytes, all of these you'll get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity. Even, believe it or not, a little bit of caffeine can help stimulate the memory. So if doing a little bit of green tea every day can be helpful as well.
John in Maui in Hawaii. Let's go to you, John. Hi there.
Hey, John.
Well, hi there, George. I love your show. I listen to it every night.
Thank you, sir.
My question is this. I have a friend, a neighbor, who is on kidney dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on it since he's about 50 years old. He's 60 years old now. Every time he goes, he can't go through the complete cycle now for the last 6 months. He starts shaking and his legs start to hurt and burn. And I keep telling him to get off the Diet Coke.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Now, my question is Diet Coke good for him or anybody?
It's not good for anybody. Put Diet Coke on a plan. Watch what happens to the plan. It's not good for anything. Diet Coke is good for nothing except the Coca-Cola company and the stockholders, people who own stock in Coca-Cola. It's an awful substance, an absolutely hideous non-food chemical something. I don't even know what to call it, especially if he has a kidney problem. This man is starving to death. This is a man who's completely malnourished. On top of the fact that he's cleaning his blood out, you know, through the dialysis, he's losing all kinds of nutrients.
Oh, he's losing it all.
And not replacing them. What's that?
He's losing everything.
He's losing everything. This is a man who's starving to death. It's a terrible situation. So, you know, obviously we get to all do what we want to do. If he wants to do the Diet Coke, then, you know, more power to him. You know, I don't judge anybody, and I don't ever help anybody that doesn't want to be helped. But if he wants to be helped, he needs the electrolytes immediately. immediately get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you just get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine one time, he will feel like a new person. Because as I said earlier, the body will suck up nutrients like a dry sponge sucks up water when it's deficient. And that is the great gift that the human body gives us, is the more deficient we are, the faster we absorb the nutrients, the sicker we are, George. This is so cool. And John, the sicker we are, the faster the body can turn it around. The more weight we need to lose, the faster the pounds drop off. This is the great gift of the human body. It is meant to heal. The human body is designed to be strong and resilient, to be able to pull the ups down and the downs up, and the downs up, to adjust to the environment. It is a magnificent, responsive, bioelectrical flesh machine that is capable of so many wonders that all we have to do is just sit and think about how our food gets turned into our bodies every day.
That's the way to do it. Ben, thanks again. We'll talk to you next month. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and the toll-free number 1-855-949-7234.